This is Rian Eisler. I'm the author of The Chalice and the Blade, The Real Wealth of Nations, and other books, and president of the Center for Partnership Studies. And I've just done an interview with Dr. Bob Hieronymus for 21st Century Radio, and I've really enjoyed it. So I encourage you to listen. And I also encourage you to go to our website, partnershipway.org.
Welcome back to 21st Century Radio. Our guest for the remainder of this hour is Rachel Thomas, the press secretary for Emily's List, a national resource organization promoting the election of women in politics. Now, we have asked them to join us to explain why voting women into positions of power is probably the best chance we have as humans to save the planet. Emily's List has acknowledged the Senate race in Maryland as a key target for this overall goal. As we say in our forthcoming book, The Secret Life of Lady Liberty, Goddess in the New World, we need more women in politics, in business, the military, and law enforcement. But we also need men who are able to lead with compassion, too. Balanced human beings are willing to listen and to compromise. We say if you find yourself faced at election time with a choice between a male and female candidate and you've sufficiently educated yourself to believe they will be equally motivated by compassion, then yes, it's best to choose the woman, because reaching parity should be the long-term goal, and right now we have a long way to go to even up the numbers in Congress, end quote. Now, after taking this stance, we found ourselves faced with this very choice in our own Democratic primary race for the Senate seat being vacated by the legendary Barbara Mikulski. Both the two frontrunners, Chris Van Hollen and Donna Edwards, have very similar platforms on all the progressive and social justice issues, and including on women's rights. The main things that distinguish them are their gender and their race. Because of this, we are advocating for Donna Edwards to win the nomination. Yes, that's right. Pure and simple, we are endorsing Donna Edwards after weighing the issues and options for the express reason that she is a woman. We're going to find out from Rachel Thomas's Emily's List if she agrees this is an appropriate reason to pick a candidate, and also some of the other substantial reasons to vote for Donald Edwards, as well as the other candidates they are endorsing across the country. Welcome to 21st Century Radio, Rachel Thomas.
Thank you so much for having me.
Well, before we start talking about Donna Edwards for Senate, let's get some background first. Who is Emily, and where did this list come from?
Well, actually, Emily's List is an acronym. It stands for Early Money is Like Yeast. It helps make the dough rise. Emily's List was started 30 years ago by a group of women who saw that there were so few women in federal government, and they weren't receiving the financial backing and ballot validity to get the support of party committees or leaders in the party. So a group of women banded together and helped raise money for women in public office. And their first elected win in 1986 was Barbara Mikulski in Maryland. And we have been working ever since to bring more women's voices and perspectives to all levels of government.
Well, your mission statement is, quote, igniting change by getting pro-choice Democratic women elected in office, end quote. Why pro-choice and why Democratic?
Well, we see that these women are the ones who are on the front lines fighting for women and families. They're the ones who are pushing for expanded access to health care. They're pushing on issues like equal pay and paid family leave, raising the minimum wage. They're really at the front lines of these progressive values that really help women and families succeed in our economy, in our communities. And they're the ones also who are standing up against the extreme Republican obstructionism that we're seeing in Congress that's really rolling the clock back for women and families. You know, when you see Congress time and again fighting to or voting to defund Planned Parenthood or voting to roll back access to healthcare. That's not how we move our communities forward or our country forward. And it's really pro-choice Democratic women that we see on the front lines fighting for women and families.
Would you tell us a little about the Emily's List vision for the future?
Absolutely. Well, we are focused and driven to bring more diverse perspectives to the governing table. We believe that government should represent, should look like the people it represents. And right now, we only have 20% of Congress is women. And so we're working to get to parity, to get our government more reflective of the people that it serves. We have a very ambitious agenda this cycle. We are supporting Hillary Clinton at the top of the ticket, hoping to make history and elect the first woman president. We also have 9 candidates that we've endorsed for Senate, including 4 women of color. Mm. And that's a huge number. When you think about it, the Senate has only ever had 2 women of color in its entire history.
Whoa.
And so bringing 4 new women of color's voices and perspectives to the Senate really changes the face of what the Senate looks like. And then we have a whole slate of congressional candidates, two congressional candidates that we're actually supporting in Maryland, Jocelyn Pena Melnick and Kathleen Matthews, as well as a number of candidates across the country for Congress and state and local office as well.
Would you tell us about Senator Barbara Mikulski's historic run for the Senate and the role Emily's List played in that election?
Absolutely. Well, as I said, Barbara Mikulski's victory was our first win, and she's one of our first candidates that Emily's List supported and endorsed in her election. Emily's List helped raise money for her and support her and gave her that financial backing that that enabled her to have the validity and support to build her networks, to build her fundraising base as well, and be successful in the end. You know, her story is very similar to what we're seeing in Don Edwards' race, too. She was up against an establishment Democrat with significant backing, but we believe that more women's voices needed to be at the governing table. And so Emily's List banded together and helped support her in her historic victory. And she has been leading the charge for women and for families in the Senate ever since. We're sad to see her go. She has been an amazing champion for women and families. You know, we are so proud to have supported her then and throughout her career in the Senate.
I remember my letter I sent to the Sun paper over 20-some years ago, hoping that Barbara Mikulski would become our vice president and eventually above that. Needless to say, no one took me seriously at that particular time. But Barbara Mikulski has been an incredible role model for women in politics, and we are greatly saddened, really deeply saddened, to see her retire. Why do you believe replacing her with a woman, and a woman of color at that, is so important?
Well, for us, it's all about bringing diverse and new perspectives to the table in the Senate, especially when, you know, the Senate is talking about issues like criminal justice reform or raising the minimum wage or paid family leave, these extremely important issues, and we don't have any African-American women's voices at the table. That's a huge problem, and we believe that Donna has the perspective and the experience and the vision that is needed in the Senate. Can you imagine having a woman at the governing table in the Senate who has raised an African-American son in Maryland, who has worked minimum wage jobs, who knows what it's like to, you know, have to balance putting food on the table and paying for you know, grad school and paying for childcare. You know, that perspective is missing, and it's absolutely needed at the table. And that's why we are 100% behind Donna. We're excited about her, and we hope that, you know, folks in Maryland hear her story and come out and vote for her on April 26th.
Well, Emily's List has been in the news in the last few days surrounding some attack ads that supported Donna Edwards that used some footage of President Obama. in such a way that the White House objected and asked the ads be taken down. Now, Chris Van Hollen's campaign followed up by issuing their own ads featuring footage of President Obama, implying that the president has endorsed the Van Hollen campaign, which Mr. Obama has not done. What can you tell us about this controversy?
Well, we helped contribute to a field program run by that PAC because voters needed to hear Donna's story at their doorstep. So it was a field program that we were investing in, not the ad program itself. Through this organization, we worked with this organization in 2008 during Donna's run for Congress then, and so we were supporting a field program. But you know, our support for Donna has completely been to raise awareness about her story and to communicate with women voters about the stakes in this election and why it's so important to bring Donna's voice to the table in the Senate.
Mm-hmm. Well, talk to us about Donna Edwards more specifically now. What are her positions on various issues that should encourage us to vote for her, regardless of race and gender?
Well, she has been a champion for women and for families in her entire career. She, you know, worked in Congress to help students access healthy meals. She has been a champion for raising the minimum wage, for paid leave. She's been a very strong advocate of equal pay for equal work. And there's, you know, a clear contrast in this race, in the Democratic primary race. Donna, you know, has stood her ground and will not compromise her values just to cut a deal. And that's on issues like standing up to the NRA and the gun lobby. It's on issues like making, you know, committing to not putting Social Security or Medicare on the bargaining table. And she has stood behind women. She stood behind seniors. And she stood behind advocates for gun violence prevention and gun violence reform her entire career, and she won't compromise that in Congress, in the Senate.
Well, let's take our only final break. Yes, we're going to take our final break on 21st Century Radio, and when we return, Rachel Thomas will be staying with us, Press Cemetery Secretary for Emily's List, on why Maryland should vote for Donna Edwards for Senate and why electing women into power is our best hope to save the world. www.emilyslist.org.
My name is Sally Rush Wagner, and you are listening to 21st Century Radio with Dr. Bob Hieronymus. This man knows how to interview. Stay tuned and be sure and listen to this show. And if you want to visit me, I am the director of the Matilda Jocelyn Gage Foundation. Check out our website at matildajocelyngage.org.
Oh, thank you, Dr. Sally Resch Wagner. As a matter of fact, she's going to be so happy when our book comes out because she played a central part in it, in our education. Well, our guest right now is Rachel Thomas, press secretary for Emily's List, on why Maryland should vote for Donna Edwards for Senate and why electing women into power is our best hope to save the world. www.emilyslist.org. Now, Rachel, let's talk about some of the other work that Emily's List does and some of the other candidates nationwide that you are endorsing. Let's start with Hillary Clinton for president. What would you like to say about Hillary Clinton?
Well, Hillary Clinton has been on the front lines fighting for women and families for her entire career, starting when she was working for the Children's Defense Fund, you know, going door to door and finding out why children weren't accessing the education that they needed to succeed. And ever since then, she has been a huge champion and advocate for women as First Lady of Arkansas, as First Lady of the United States, and as Secretary of State. And we are so excited to be supporting her, and we are so excited to make history electing her the first woman president of the United States.
It's about time. It's really about time.
Yes, absolutely.
Who are some of the other candidates nationwide that Emily's list is endorsing?
Sure. Well, we have 9 women that we endorsed for Senate. As I mentioned, 4 of those are women of color. We have Tammy Duckworth in Illinois, a veteran who has been in Congress really fighting for veterans, for women, for children, for families. We are supporting Ann Kirkpatrick in Arizona, who's running to unseat John McCain, who, you know, is part of the problem in Congress that Republican obstructionism.
And
she's running a really strong campaign. They're tied right now, which is very impressive of her. John McCain is seeing problem after problem, with opposing President Obama's Supreme Court nominee to aligning himself with Donald Trump. So we are very excited about our Senate candidates, especially this year, and we hope to flip the Senate into Democratic control through electing our women.
We have
congressional candidates across the country, women like Shaughnessy Naughton in Pennsylvania, whose primary is also on April 26th. She's a scientist and a small business owner. You know, don't you think when Congress is talking about climate change that we should have some more scientists at the table? So women like that and with unique and diverse backgrounds and perspectives all across the country.
Well, the reason that we are endorsing Jonna Edwards is because she is a woman. Why is voting women into power going to change the world? You sent me this study from Quorum. Let's take a look at some of the statistics that prove this. Would you do that for us?
Oh, absolutely. There are studies that have showed that when that women are more effective legislators, the study that you mentioned, they looked at the Senate and saw that women were introducing and co-sponsoring more bills with their colleagues. They were working together and collaborating more to pass more legislation. Obviously we can talk about statistics and numbers, but there are real-world examples to portray that. You know, if you think about the government shutdown back in 2013, it was the women of the Senate who came together after the government shut down, women of both parties who came together and said, we have to fix this. We have to do something because this is hurting our economy. It's hurting families in our communities. We need to find a way to get the government back up and running again. And they did it. And so we see that women, as I said, are work together more. They introduce more legislation. They're passing those bills. They're co-sponsoring bills with, their female colleagues, even on the other side of the aisle. And as I mentioned earlier, they're the ones that, you know, our Democratic women that we're electing are on the front lines, raising issues that matter to women and families. As we've been raising the numbers of women in government, women in leadership in the private sector too, you know, we're talking about issues like paid family leave and equal pay for equal work. And, you know, without those women's voices at the table, these issues weren't being raised.
There are many countries that have these already and have had them for decades. It's so sad that our country has fallen so far behind with the patriarchal rule within this nation. Average co-sponsors per bill. Female senators, 9.10. Male sponsors, 5.94. That's almost double. It's close to double in co-sponsoring. But it seems that they also, women have a greater chance of having their bills enacted as well. So they not only introduce, but they are successful what they do. And I think that that's one of the many different reasons why we should need, and well, we needed a woman president about 10, 8, 12 years ago, in my opinion. But I'm biased along these lines.
Well, we agree it's about time. It's absolutely about time.
You know, here we are in a country, one of the greatest certainly in the world, which is doing so pathetically bad in our health care and all the other things. We're just about, I don't know if we're 50th anymore or 150th, but we have just done a very, very poor job in looking out for the people. We've done a wonderful job in spending money for war, but not for these things. What are some of the activities that Emily List engages in support to support candidates you endorse?
Well, we, as I said, we were started as an organization to help raise money for candidates. So we do that. That's our central mission, to help women access the networks and support that they need to grow and build strong campaigns so they can compete and win. We share their stories with our network of over 3 million members. And I encourage all of you, if you're interested in learning more about our candidates or what we do, to visit emilyslist.org. All of our candidates are up there and you can learn about them. But we also help recruit and train women to run for office and take that next step if they're, you know, their local mayor or serving on their school board. If a congressional seat opens up, we help encourage them to run and have access to the resources and the networks they need to succeed in those endeavors. So, you know, we are an all-encompassing organization. We do what we need to do to make sure that that our women have the support that they need to succeed.
I am so thankful that you guys are doing this. I really am.
Well, thank you so much.
Been so frustrated by so many of my male counterparts who have not looked into this and haven't really looked at the problems of this country from the standpoint of healthcare issues and the fact that women need, especially since they are the caretakers of this planet, they're the caretakers of our food, et cetera, and that's one of the reasons why I think Monsanto would like to... Well, let's forget about Monsanto right now. I just think of them an awful lot. And, well, we've just got a few minutes left here. So from before I get too far away from that, what final words would you like to leave with our listeners and how they can learn more about Donna Edwards or the other women who are supporting you're supporting for political office?
Absolutely. Well, as I said, please visit our website, www.emilyslist.org. Learn about our candidates, learn more about Donna and the other candidates that are running. If you can, you know, every small contribution helps. You know, you have a couple dollars, $5 to give to Donna or any other candidates. It goes a long way. Early voting has already started in Maryland, so I encourage you to find out where your polling place is, find out the easiest way for you to vote and get out there and let your voice be heard at the ballot box and turn out now or on April 26th on Election Day. Donna needs your support. She needs your vote, and you can be guaranteed that she's going to fight for you every step of the way when she's in the Senate, as she has been in Congress.
Wow. Well, thank you for joining us, Rachel. I'm truly impressed by your organization and what you were doing. And if we're successful here in this country, I'd love to see what happens in any of the Islamic countries. And this, because that's a serious, serious problem. Women have no idea. Many women do not have any idea just how fortunate they are to be born in this country, but still the great limitations we have here. So thank you for joining us.
Thank you so much for having me. I really appreciate it.
Okie dokie. And there we go. Friends, I think that one of the most important things you can do is to do more research into this area by going to emilyslist.org, because this is the most important issue. You gotta spread the word. Tell them what you
heard. We're gonna make a better day. Stay connected with stimulating talk and breaking news on Talk Radio 680 WCBM Baltimore and WCBM.com.
Fox News Radio. I'm Lisa.